It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Each and every Tuesday, Megan brings us a guest, and we talk about folks from the nonprofit world. Today is no exception. Mm-hmm. Who'd you bring?
We have Molly Walsh with Vector Space. She's the outreach coordinator over there, and we're thrilled to talk about robot combat this weekend.
Yes.
I've been twisting those words, but I said it.
The first and you did that off camera, and then the first time I started to say it, I said robat.
Robat combat.
Yeah, robat combat. It's robot combat event. And we'll talk about that, but we're going to learn a little bit more about Vector Space. Mm-hmm. We've featured you guys, and we've been to some of your events. But for the folks that might not know or didn't catch any of those, Molly, tell us about Vector Space.
Yeah, I would love to. I feel very lucky to be a part of Vector Space, which is Lynchburg's makerspace. We are a 250-member big makerspace. We kind of work like a gym, but for tools. So we have tools of all kinds, and you can come in and use them 24 hours a day with your little key fob if you're a member with us. And we also offer all kinds of classes, workshops, and we do programming for kids at times. We do an open house every month, and then we also provide more intense programming like robots, but for high school kids. So these are 250-pound robots for high school kids, and
wow,
we're actually accepting applications for that right now. So we are totally doing a ton of things, and we would love for you guys to check us out when you have a chance.
Mm-hmm. So if you anything from wood to metal to electronics,
yes,
to STEM stuff,
yes,
you guys do.
Yes, the answer is always yes. If you name a tool,
all right,
yes.
And you've just opened a ceramic studio.
That's
which
right.
Is so exciting.
Yeah,
wow,
a lot
man.
Of folks that are
indeed
wanting to learn that craft.
Mm-hmm.
This is so cool. Mm-hmm. Now you guys started out. I remember when you were on Fifth Street in a smaller space.
Yes.
And now recently you have moved to a much, much bigger space. Tell us about that transition for the organization.
Yeah, the organization is kind of funny. It's doubled in size multiple times and are, so exponentially growing. And our most recent double was up to 23,000 square feet. So
good
we're quite a big space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next they're moving to the Pentagon.
I think they'll do a better job. I'm not exactly
no
sure.
Doubt.
Yeah.
They have an open house this Friday, you mentioned?
Yes. We have actually two events this week. Our first is an open house. It's everybody can come. You can take a tour if your legs are strong enough to wander the whole 23,000 square feet.
Nice.
And then we're also going to teach people a small leather craft. So we'll be making card holders. You'll get to see the laser running. You'll get to sew your own leather together,
Bill,
and you'll get to leave with
Bill,
a little
but they have a
thing.
Freaking laser.
Laser.
I mean, this is amazing. I want to see the laser running.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yes, you do.
So cool.
Don't look right at it.
No, definitely don't.
Don't worry, we have safety gear as well.
Nice. So how many years has Vector Space been in existence?
We are in our 8th year right now.
Wow,
we
tremendous.
Celebrate our 9th birthday in February.
Okay. Really, really cool. This is great. Folks can learn more if you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org and just type in Vector Space. Vector Space has their own social media and websites as well. But you guys have a big event that's going to be coming up, and we had teased it at the beginning, the robot combat event.
That's right.
Tell us about robot combat.
Yes. I am very excited to tell you about how robots come together to tear each other apart. I love this event. We have about 500 guests in attendance who are drop-in. They come for a little bit. visit our food trucks, watch the robots clash. There's two different weight classes. So there's one weight class that's only 3 pounds and then a 1.5 pound. So we've got like little tiny robots and we've got bigger robots clashing, and it gets pretty violent. We actually have to have a completely enclosed stage that we've built in-house. So it's all clear, so you can see everything that's going on, but parts will be flying, there will be robots being flipped into the air, and, you know, of course, they're battling to be the best, so there will be one robot that rises
one,
to the top.
One robot left standing.
Yes,
or,
that's
or rolling.
That's what, yeah,
or
however,
sitting
whatever's correct
or
to
hovering,
say for robots.
Or flying, or whatever they
that's
do.
That's right. Whatever,
I'm always amazed how far people travel for this.
Yeah.
You were saying that the furthest is Ohio?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people come in from all over for this.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Wow. We have competitors from all over. They really love us, and they're very faithful to our events. So we have a bunch of people that we see year after year, and their robots are getting better and better, and they're coming to visit us again, and it's a great reunion of all those folks.
Well, tell us when and where robot combat is, and how can we get involved?
Yeah, I should tell you when and where. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. It is going to be on the campus of VES. So if you haven't been to the beautiful campus there, it'll be there in their gymnasium that has a great mezzanine to look down on the show at. And then it will be starting at 10 a.m. this Saturday and ending at 3 p.m.
Okay.
So come on out.
And I'm looking at some of the photos that are up on your website. And you have the I want to call it the octagon or or the fighting rink.
Yeah.
And you have it completely enclosed in plexiglass.
Yes.
To protect the public, I guess.
That's right. That's right.
So you can get real close, right up to the edge and watch
wow.
the action.
This is amazing. How many people participate in robot combat?
This time we have about 23 competitors.
Okay.
And then you never know who's going to fly in at the last minute and be part of it. So I'm guessing we'll have 25 altogether.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's going to be ringers that come in other words.
Sharks, ringers, you know, whatever you need to call them.
All right, so place your bets, everybody. No, I'm just kidding.
So get your Roomba ready and come down to see us. Just kidding.
Last time I went to a robot fight, a hockey game broke out.
It's Vector Space, everybody. It's robot combat. It's their event that's coming up. You can learn more again if you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. November 2nd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the campus of VES. And it's going to be a great time. You guys do such really, really cool stuff.
Yeah, we've got one more really cool thing that we're adding to our event this year. We've actually made a workbook for kids.
Okay.
So they'll be able to come and purchase this very kindly priced workbook, and part of the reason that we're doing that is we're really excited for people to build their own robots. I joke about people bringing a Roomba, but and attaching a saw blade to it or whatever, but really we're so excited to get people enthusiastic about robots, because this is a great field to get into as a kid, something kids can get excited about and that will lead them into engineering in the future. So we've got this great workbook for kids. It's got stickers, it's got coloring, it's got activities. And then that kind of brings them down the path to our later things that are more advanced for high school kids, which is our first robotics competition team.
Nice.
That we have applications open for now. But anyway, all robots, all the time, all kids, get in. It's great.
Yep. To learn more, check out the website. Check out this incredible space, and if you're handy but you just don't have the tools and you want to learn a skill and learn how to operate freaking lasers,
or if your Roomba is really mean.
You've got a mean Roomba.
And spoiling for a fight.
Bring it. Bring it on. This is awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Megan, so what the heck is going on with Cher?
Well, I did want to mention that the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation is one of the grant providers for the robot combat event. So
okay.
The grant, you know, we have fall and spring grants that are competitive, and the robots competed and they won. Okay. A grant that we certainly love, STEM learning among youth that can continue to grow and turn into engineering roles like Molly mentioned. And so we're really proud to be a partner in this event. The Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation has just published our annual report for this year, and the numbers are record-setting. It's an incredible year of giving, and I know that the number of nonprofits that were awarded grants grew to 251, which was approximately 30 more than last year. So it's incredible that we were able to add a lot of donations to the pot this year, as well as the market is good, right? So it's helped pour out some more dollars to our nonprofits. And so we're thrilled that this is a record-setting year, and you'll see the annual report published any day now. Last I checked, it was at the printer, and it'll be in mailboxes and online soon.
Tremendous.
So we're really proud of that. We also have the Youth Philanthropy Council that's accepting applications right now. That is one that everyone should apply for. It is a competitive $10,000 and $5,000 grant, and there's 27 local high school seniors that select where that goes, and it's philanthropy. So that's open right now.
Okay.
Wow.
And then we also, I believe the Plymel Foundation grant is still open through the end of the week, or through October 31st, so a few more days.
Yeah.
And then for Share Greater Lynchburg, we have a Lunch and Learn tomorrow. I believe we have about 20 applicants or 20 registrants so far, and that'll be at the Miller Home of Lynchburg. And we'll be learning about the good work that they've been doing for decades in this community, helping young women ages 4 to 21 who are in need in our community. And so there will be a lunchtime offering from Freedom First Credit Union, and then a presentation by the Miller Home. And so it's a great time for other nonprofits to learn a deeper dive on what the organizations are doing in their community. We are gearing up for Give Good LYH Gives, which is launching this in November.
Yeah.
And we'll be celebrating different ways that people in our community are giving good to inspire others to give back.
I got my purple beanie.
That's awesome.
I am getting ready for the season.
Get ready for it. So
ready for giving season.
That's right. We're going to be telling the stories of how nonprofit leaders and volunteers are choosing to use their time to serve and give back, and to hopefully inspire others to use Share Greater Lynchburg as a tool to give and volunteer, donate, and just show up for events like the Robot Combat.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if you are part of a nonprofit organization and you're not currently on the Share platform, it doesn't cost anything.
Right.
Just a little bit of time, a couple of clicks, you can link up everything, and it is a one-stop shop for folks that are looking for opportunities. They can find nonprofit organizations throughout our area, volunteer opportunities, even at the board level.
That's right.
And so many different events that folks can network and learn so much more. And you can even shop for nonprofit organizations within our community right from the Share platform. It's sharegreaterlynchburg.org. It's fantastic.
That's great.
181 nonprofit organizations.
That's right.
Currently represented. I'm sure you can find one that fits you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Megan, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having us.
And Bill.
Thank you.
Molly, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, everybody.
It's so good to see y'all. It is The Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.